Good evening. I'm Mike Rickard with the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection, alongside Brad Richardson, the man with the plan, Jake Perper, and welcome to the Sunbash High School Basketball Tournament Media Day, live from Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill, right here at 13th and Center, across from the Drop on RadioSt.Pete.com. We'll be here until 8 o'clock tonight. We'll interview 9 of the 16 teams participating on December 27th to the 29th at Northside Christian High School. We got that'll be our first guest. The Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection is supported by Body Armor for all our Champa Bay High School coverage as we broadcast every Saturday from 12 to 2 right here at our Ferg Sports Bar and Grill studios. So let's talk some hoops, some high school conversation, and I'll turn it over to Brad Richardson, the voice of Seminole Warhawk Sports, and Jake Pepper to introduce and interview these young athletes and their coaches.
Well, good evening. Thank you, Mike, for having me. First up right now is the Northside Christian Mustangs themselves. Head coach Doug Skoll. Seniors on the team, Tyler Skoll, Tobias Gunther, and Hayden McCain. And joining right next to me, of course, is Jake Perper. Jake.
Hey, thanks for having it here at Ferg's. We're excited. Had to start out with Northside Christian, the host, second year in a row. Senior-heavy group, so let's just get started. The core four right here between the coaches and the players, you guys have spent a ton of time together over these years. I don't know how many. You guys can talk about it, but just take me through this journey and what it means to be together and play for each other, starting with you, Coach.
Yeah, so super excited about this year. Like you said, senior laden. We have we actually have 7, maybe 8 seniors. These three right here, my son, Hayden and Tobias, they're the three, I think, hardest working seniors I've ever been around. Amazing chemistry together. They played for the last 4 or 5 years together through travel ball. But super excited, man. The sky's the limit for these guys.
Yeah, I'm super excited to play with these guys. I've known them since elementary school, AAU days, middle school, playing with them for a while now. So I'm really excited to get to play with them for my last year. And, yeah, I'm ready.
Like Ski said, we've been friends for a long time, been playing together for a while. I'm just super excited to share the experience of my senior year and hoping we go far.
Yeah. I look at these guys like brothers and a father figure, so when I see them line up next to me, I like my odds every time.
So everyone knows when they see Northside Christian, you guys don't have the biggest roster, but the effort is there, the toughness is there. How do you guys always bring it night in, night out, whether it's fall league, regular season, whatever? Like, starting with you, Tobias, I think, let's go backwards. But, like, how do you guys always bring that effort?
I mean, it starts to the day before. Coach Skoll will give us a plan. We'll manifest it. We'll think about it the day before. The night, he tells us the night we go to sleep, think about what you're going to do, and that's what we do. And it shows, and we embrace it, and it shows on the records.
I mean, I know it sounds corny and cliche, but it comes from the heart. Our coaches have told us for a long time that it's not on them for the effort, it's on us, it's a decision that we have to make. And I think over the years we've kind of developed that, and now it just comes every night.
Yeah, it's definitely from the coaches, mainly Coach Dune. He's been, since freshman year, been instilling us in like hustle and everything, just in conditioning, not only at practice and everything that we do, make sure we do it 100%, and that definitely translates to the basketball games as well. So basically just Coach Q has been helped us with that.
Yeah, you know, we always preach, you know, not just on the basketball court, but you know what you do on the basketball court has to be the same throughout your or everything you do. So you know, their grades are, you know, all above a 3.5. They're excellent kids. Some of them, my son's, you know, in the gym at 6 in the morning. He's done that for the past 4 years. You know, just really their work ethic has been something just amazing. And it's great because, you know, being seniors, we have all these young kids kind of looking up to these guys. And hopefully it's something that we can keep going.
And Tobias touched on it earlier, just being excited about the season. I know when you guys probably aren't looking at it, but you do know that a Calvary Christian could be there. you know, when it comes region time. So what excites you about this season? And I just want to throw that out there as motivation because you guys already probably have that. But what excites you guys about this season, kind of like the last ride with that deep group of seniors?
Yeah, we don't like the word Calvary. Like, I don't like...
that's why they, I asked.
Yeah, I've never... I've as a coach, I've never beat them. So it's something that, you know, we focus on, you know, game by game. But, you know, Calvary's the one that's kind of highlighted. They have a great, you know, great coach in Keb over there. Great players, great system. You know, really respect everything that they do. But I think this year it's gonna be a little different.
Yeah. What excites you most about the season?
Yeah, I'm pretty good friends with the guys over at Calvary.
Ace, Daniel. And, yeah, it's basically going to be us versus them for district. So I'm really excited to get that going and try to bring home a district championship to Northside for the first time. So, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited about that rivalry, too. I think the three of us would like to make a promise to Coach Stoll to break his losing record against Calvary. But I think it should be very fun playing against them.
Yes, yes. Like Coach said, we haven't beat them. He hasn't beat them as coach, so that means we haven't beat them as players. Like, when we have Calvary, we know we have Calvary the next game. Like, it's a different atmosphere because we know how much that game means to Skull and everybody else.
Entering into your third Sun Bash, the first one being the COVID year at Canterbury, kind of a, you know, put-together thing. A, what does it mean to be the host school? And B, you know, what is the experience at the tournament done for you guys, and what are you looking forward to most?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's put Northside kind of, you know, the location on the map a little bit. The experience, it's just really well run. You know, you guys do an excellent job, and from top to bottom, from announcements to stats to the food to the T-shirts to everything's just really top of the line. And we get to play good competition. You know, that's the main thing. You want these guys playing against the best of the best, so... preparing them, you know, some of these guys are going to be going off to college, and so it's a really good experience for the guys and for the area itself, the school too.
Yeah, I love the atmosphere when we play there. You know, usually the stands aren't too packed, but during the Sun Bash, every seat is filled. If the energy is up, the atmosphere is up. It's really exciting to play at the Sun Bash, especially at our home court. So I'm excited.
Yeah, kind of piggybacking on Ski. We don't get a ton of fans at our games normally, but Sun Bash kind of brings a lot of new faces into the gym. The way Jake runs things with the Sun Bash is really good. And, yeah, it's super exciting.
Very, very organized. So many people. Like, no complaints. I wasn't there the first year that we were in it. I was hurt, but just the atmosphere is crazy.
Appreciate the kind words, guys. You guys have anything for him? That's all I had.
Okay. Well, we can touch on the Calvary thing a little bit more. So one thing I got to ask is, it's not just Calvary in the district, it's also Berkeley Prep. You know, which one is going to be the toughest? I mean, you look at Berkeley Prep, their record last season was just as high at 20-9. So do you think it's just going to be Calvary, or do you think Berkeley's in there too?
Well, I think that, you know, last year I think we played Berkeley three times. And we lost to them for like a total of 11 points between the three. So every game was really, really competitive. I think they may not in our but they're in our region, so we'll probably see them down the line. So, and actually, I just talked to the coach. I think we may schedule them, put them on the schedule. Another really, really good school, really good players, high level players over there. So, yeah, we won't leave Berkeley either. So Calvary, Berkeley. And
just real quick, just a quick name off. Who's all going to be attending schools after college? Who's going to be playing college ball?
Skyler hasn't decided yet. Tobias hasn't decided yet. Hayden was on the path to getting there, and he's decided to kind of take his own road and pursue school other than basketball. But they. Tobias is leaving for California to go to Masters College to check that out. Skyler's been getting a lot of looks from, you know, interest from a lot of schools.
And Hayden's been studying for the SAT.
Long hours there.
Mike, back to you.
Bravo, guys. Well, thanks for stopping by. Certainly appreciate it. I'm very impressed since I just met him today that he's getting these accolades, putting on an incredible tournament, the 27th through the 29th. Yeah. Looking forward to it.
Appreciate
and great
it.
To finally meet you, Coach.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Cool.
We'll do it again.
All right. Awesome.
All right. Jake, back to you. Mike,
awesome.
Mike. All right. Guys, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
All right, guys. Till next time, till the season starts.
Thanks, guys. I'll see you guys.
Well, we're down here at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, and of course, it is. This is the first time for the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection to do a press conference, and I tell you what, very excited about it, and looking forward to the nine teams. Of course, next we've got Eastlake, and bring their coach up. After that, we've got Gateway Charter. We're down here at Ferg's. If you're a high school fan of basketball, come on down. Get yourself something, a bite to eat down here at 13th and Center. Sitting with Brad Richardson. He is the voice of the Seminole Warhawk High School Sports. And, of course, Jake, how many years have you been at this, Jake?
This will be the sixth year of the tournament in Tampa and also the fourth year of a Miami event. It's a one-day event and looking to expand it next year during the season to a few other markets as well.
How did you, you have a passion for basketball, obviously. You have a passion for sports. You told me you went to the University of Tampa and with a focus on sports management. And did you have a passion for basketball? Did you play in high school?
No, I mean, I didn't play past middle school. I just, I fell in love with the game, trying to help kids. I did some football stuff, but basketball is just kind of my bread and butter and doing events and helping the kids, And the Sun Bash, the first year I did it, didn't know what to expect, but continued with it, and here we are in year six somehow.
Bravo, and I know what it's like to get something off the ground. I mean, you're grinding, but you don't know how it's going to be accepted. And I will tell you, folks, based on Ferguson, I'm down here every day, he has attracted a lot of family, friends. Of course, with nine teams, we've got guaranteed 36 people here, and then friends and family, and you got some people that cover high school sports. Videographers here doing a superb job.
Yeah.
Great event. Next year we'll make certain that the entire bar can hear this, and we'll do month-long promos and make sure that we'll have a private party taking up the entire area.
Yeah. No, I'd like to give a shout-out to Bob Putnam, Primetime Preps. He's here in attendance. Team 100 Tampa. Hank Hurst here right in front of me filming. They do awesome stuff for the community and for basketball.
Well, of course, Mark Ferguson, my good friend and partner, and on our Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection, and a big supporter of yours, obviously, with Ferg's right here behind us. And what a great job you did on the sign, man.
Yeah, trying to get that quickly, So, we got Eastlake on pins and needles over there.
They're on deck.
No, yeah, bring them up back to back. You guys are doing the interviews. We don't need this filler time, man. We need the people you want to talk to. Here you go. I'll turn it back over to Brad and to Jake.
Alrighty. Come on down, as they say on The Price is Right. Next up, head coach Britt Taylor and seniors Justin Kruszewski. Did I say that right?
No.
Kruszewski. Kruszewski, Henry Hurst, and Albert Lacey of the Eastlake Eagles. And obviously next to me, Jake Perper. Jake, take it away.
Yeah, so Eastlake, obviously anybody that knows the Sun Bash has been a huge part of the tournament, and we'll get to that later, but just grateful that they're in it once again. For all you guys, starting with Coach Taylor, it seems as this team is always built around three guys for some reason. That just seems to be what it is. Take me through this specific group and any additions that you're kind of just excited about mixing it in.
Yeah, we've been very fortunate over the last three or four years to have a good core group, and this year is no different. We're really experienced. I got three guys, two guys that played in the Final Four, three guys that have played in Elite Eights. So we're old. And we're experienced, great leaders, guys that have been in the program for 4 years, which is rare, in 2022, especially in the Tampa Bay area. So I got what I really could ask for with these guys, good leaders and an extremely experienced group.
Justin, yeah, you can kind of talk about that as well.
Yeah, I just want to say, playing in the Final Four was, a great experience for me. And, playing in multiple Elite Eights, that kind of thing, just it kind of gave me a great experience for the future. So now I know what to expect when the time comes. So,
and for you, Henry,
Right there.
Yeah, just kind of like same thing that he said, you know, with our old leaders that we have with Albert and Justin, you know, we really paved the way for these new guys and helped them get on the same page that we are on, you know, so we'll always be on the same page. It kind of, you know, gets us rolling, and we're looking for a good year.
Pretty much the same thing they all said. We paved the way for the young ones, and I feel like we're going to have a very good year this year.
So anybody that knows Eastlake or has watched Eastlake over these last few years because of Coach Taylor knows that you guys play so freaking hard. I'm just going to say it that way. What is it about this system, and I'll start with the players first, that works so well that gets you guys going? And it just seems like there's that chemistry with this system. What works so well?
I would say definitely our coach's energy. Most of the time, it's always high energy, high pace from practice to the games, no matter what the competition is.
Backing on what he just said, you know, he also holds us accountable. You know, so if we're not playing hard, you know, he will say something about it. You know, so it's not just, you know, his energy, but, you know, his accountability and, you know, his love for the game. He wants to win, you know, and the fact that he pours so much into us, you know, as a team, as a family, we want to pour that much back into him and get him a win. So, you know, it's just a real family thing, a bond that we've all formed. So the energy transfers.
Yeah, and, like, playing with Coach Taylor, he always expects us to go 100% all the time because that's what he does for us. And, you know, he just gets us prepared with, like, 2 days before for our first week, that type of thing, workouts. We're always going hard, and he just expects us to be ready and play our hardest. So.
Yeah, I mean, I know it's probably the most used word in the last 5 years of basketball, but it's just all about culture. And that's just something that we've tried to build here as a program is just a really strong culture, hardworking kids, and, you know, I really attribute it to the guys that came before them. You know, the Deontay Bostics, the Dean Gabrelsics, Mikey Shane, Anthony Vitar, like, those guys worked extremely hard, and they really built our culture. And, you know, these guys got to see them grow and got to play with them, and now they're in their shoes. And so we just haven't had a letdown. So it's just all about culture and just building a strong culture and being able to compete at a high level, being able to go to events like the Sun Bash. You know, this is always our favorite event. You know, the house is always rocking. And we just play hard and we just want to compete. And, you know, it's a good opportunity to show kind of what we've been working on and building on.
And I know after last year, obviously, you know, you guys were disappointed, had some injuries. It wasn't the regular Eastlake basketball. What excites you as a coach with this specific group, kind of their last ride together as seniors?
Man, we are hungry and humble. You know, we had a nice 3-year run where we were, you know, ranked number one in the state regardless of classification. And, you know, we had some big time runs and we didn't know what it was like to lose games. And, you know, Justin went down and, you know, he's a big part of our team. And we saw that, you know, we saw what a most valuable player looks like, you know, when he's averaging 20 something points a game and he goes down and we struggled. You know, we lost 10, 11 games last year, and that's not something that these guys are familiar with. So we are humble, and most importantly, we are hungry because we are ready to come back and prove that that's not Eastlake basketball and that's not where we are. You know, we won the Sun Bash, the inaugural Sun Bash, so we weren't used to losing, you know, especially not at the Sun Bash. So we're ready to, and these guys got to play in it for 3 years in a row, so, you know, they're ready to, actually some of them 4 years in a row now. So they're ready to come out and leave their senior year, leave a mark on the Sun Bash and their senior year.
Yeah, for you, Justin.
Like Coach Taylor said, we're hungry because last year I didn't get to play in the games as I wanted to, and it just gave me extra motivation to play and, like, do it one last time, and we're just hungry and we're ready to go.
It's not even just about, you know, losing, you know, last season and, you know, having one of our best players go down. You know, that taste in my mouth from the Elite Eight that we lost with Anthony Vitar and Dean Gabrelsic. You know, after that game, it was just, you know, you just want to get back to the Final Four. You want to see Lakeland, you know, and as my last year as a senior, I want to be able to, you know, provide that for my teammates and for my coach and for the program. You know, we have gotten there before, you know, and I'm just not satisfied with, you know, leaving it at just an Elite Eight or at a district championship. You know, we need to get to Lakeland, and I feel like we can do that with our team.
Can you repeat the question one more time?
Just being the group that you guys have together after last season's, you know, sort of disappointment with the injuries and just not going the way that it did, what excites you the most?
Oh, I would say the amount of chemistry you built over the 4 years attending Eastlake and now being able to finally see what we can put together with all of our talents.
And obviously Britt touched on it. You know, this is year four in a row, the fourth straight year that you guys are in the Sun Bash. Obviously that first year was absolutely bonkers with Deontay and Dean, and that game against Paxson, still one of the best games I've seen in high school basketball. What has this tournament meant to you, and what excites you about this upcoming one? I know you got three tough games on the schedule.
Yeah, I mean, it's really been an opportunity for us to showcase. You know, you were one of the first guys that kind of believed in our program. You know, because we're, you know, when people talked about, you know, Florida high school basketball, Eastlake wasn't really on the map. And I feel like the Sun Bash, and along with Deontay, kind of put us on the map. You know, you type Eastlake basketball into YouTube, what comes up? You know, Deontay or Eastlake, Paxson, Sun Bash.
Yeah.
And you can watch some, every mixtape cat in the game was there, and it's up there. So, I mean, it really put this program on the map. So, you know, we're loyal to you. We're thankful to you. We're thankful for this event. It gives us an opportunity. You always have, you know, top teams in the area, top teams in the state, great media, great exposure for the kids. So we're thankful for the opportunity. Anytime you call, you know, we're ready to go. We're ready to pick it up. So we're real thankful for the opportunity. And I think these guys are thankful, too. You know, they got to play as young puppies. I remember he got dunked on as a freshman.
I wasn't going to bring it up.
And that's a moment you don't ever forget. And that was passionate for me because, like, it was almost like a rite of passage, because when I was in high school and I got dunked on by, you know, Shannon Brown, who played in the NBA forever, like, when I was younger, I was like, yes, Justin, like, it happened. Like, you're here. Like, you are here. And I remember going off for about 10 minutes in the locker room, like, yo, that's what's up. Like, name a really good player that has not been dunked on, because if you haven't, you're not playing anybody. You're not coming to the Sun Bash. So I was just hyping up the experience. So now it's his opportunity. I know he's ready. I'll let you talk about it.
Yeah, I'm ready. And like, when it happened, I was like all in shock, and I was like, dang, that really happened. I honestly thought it was like a charge, and then you just hear everyone go crazy, and then I was like, I really got dunked on, and it really just like woke me up and know like what competition I'm playing with, and I'm excited to be doing that again with the Sun Bash. So
Henry, I want you to talk about your moment. You had probably his breakthrough moment.
Yeah, against Paxson. Yeah, you had a big moment.
Yeah, during that Paxson game, I feel like my freshman year, I was really slept on or overlooked because I wasn't a Deontay. I didn't have 45 points a game, you know, but I did what I needed to do to stay on the court, and that was play defense, rebound the ball, and, you know, make those layups, make those open shots. And, you know, that was really the point where it was like, I am a part of the team. I'm not just a Deontay follower, you know. I am Henry Hurst, and I am an eagle for Eastlake basketball. You know, and Coach Harris speaks a lot about culture, and the culture that Sun Bash brings. I feel like, you know, everyone wants to be a part of it. You know, when you play in the Sun Bash, you're playing competition, you're having fun, you're wearing those T-shirts out, you know, more than just when you get them. You know, I'm wearing them to all these other events, you know, and I just, it's really fun to be a part of.
And for you, Albert?
I would just say it's a very fun tournament to be a part of. And I want to win this year.
Hey, I appreciate you guys. I appreciate all the kind words. And we're looking forward to having you this year.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us.
Guys. All right, guys. Thank you for being here. Thank you. Nice meeting you all.
Thank you. Take this if you want. You can keep that.
All righty, Mike. Take it away. Back to you.
Well, that was a great conversation with an absolute powerhouse from a program perspective. Jake has done a superb job of lining up the teams tonight. We're down here at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, and we're brought to you by Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, RadioSaintPete.com, and Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection, and of course Body Armor, who supports all of our high school activities here on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. Each and every Saturday, we're live from 12 to 2 down here from Ferg's with two high school segments, and now our high school guru will turn it over to Brad Richardson.
Guru, it's still coming along, but hey, I've been in it long enough. So now, next team up, we have Gateway Charter head coach R.J. Jones with seniors Jamari Johnson and sophomores Trey Fogle and Patrick Johnson. Guys, thank you for being here, and I'm going to turn it over to my sidekick, or actually, no, the man of the show, I'll say, none other than Jake Ripper. Jake, all yours. Go for it.
So first off, I'm appreciative of Gateway Charter coming up for this. Quite a hike from St. Pete. People don't know, all the way from Fort Myers. And they came up for 4 weeks. I run a fall league over in St. Pete at Admiral Farragut. They came for 4 weeks, and that's kind of my question out of the gates for you, Coach Jones, and the players. You guys proved yourself in those four games. Every game was close, whether you won or not. What has that done for your confidence? I know you guys have played, you know, some big games over this year stretch, but what did that do for your confidence heading into this season?
Yeah, for us, we've got a good test in our fall league down locally, but you never really know how good you are until you start playing people out of your area. I thought that the fall league up here at Admiral Farragut was incredible. Lots of exposure, lots of great teams, and really high competition. And sometimes, like in these summer leagues and these fall league games, they get a little sloppy. But I felt like every program definitely looked better every week and gave us a good test to kind of see where we stood and gave us confidence to play in some bigger tournaments and better competition coming into this season for sure.
And for you guys, what do you think about all that stuff?
I thought it was a good experience to play on better teams than our local teams. It's definitely better competition than we're from. And I thought it was just good. I think we improved every week we went, connected better as a team.
Yeah. Jamari?
We learned how to play with each other. We learned how to play with each other, and we learn everybody's weaknesses and strengths. And some of us, we never played together before, so we got to know each other and all that.
I thought it was a good preseason workout for our basketball team, and just getting to know each other and just stacking up our team chemistry, really.
And start going backwards, so start with you. How has that buy-in? You talk about team chemistry. How have you guys been able to buy in? Obviously, you know, some moving pieces, newer guys coming in under Coach Jones. How have you guys been able to buy in so quickly to what he's preaching to you guys?
Just staying focused at practice and listening to what he's saying. And, whenever he's talking to us, just listening to what he's saying and just doing it.
Yeah, we just trust him. He's a good coach, and he knows what's best for us, so we just listen and learn.
We all just trust him pretty much, and I believe I think that he knows what's best for us and what we need to do to win games and come up top against better teams.
And for you, yeah, how do you think that you've gotten the buy-in from these guys?
These guys are an incredible group. We have a really good group of 9-10 guys that are just really bought in. It kind of started a little bit in the summer, and then we just kind of kept growing together. They love each other, no discipline issues, and they're just bought in with a greater goal. And they want to prove it for themselves and also for the school and for the area that they're for real.
Yeah, and we all know in Southwest Florida there's a couple teams that have always kind of gotten the love more than others. And, you know, that's why I appreciate our relationship. You know, you've done such an incredible job of putting together a group and coaching them so hard. And it's well-deserving. Kind of take me through what you're excited about most this upcoming season.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. Southwest Florida is an old town, and there's about 5 or 6 schools that everyone always wants to give the love to, and it gets frustrating sometimes because there's guys that work really hard, not just our program but other programs in the area. So for us, I think we're just excited this year to get out of the area a little bit and make some noise in some bigger events. Some Bash is going to be an awesome opportunity for these guys, and just keep getting them exposed to other teams and other players, and just great memories, making memories all the way through. So I say I'm pretty excited about just making memories and enjoying the moment and enjoying the journey with all the guys.
What about for you guys?
I'm excited because we get to play out of team areas. And last year we played a lot of local teams, but this year we get more exposure and play a lot of out of city teams.
I'm excited because we get to play in a lot of big tournaments. Like some of the tournaments that we're playing in this year, my older brother played in them, so I watched him, and it's like a good thing.
I'm excited to just like to just play like different teams that's out of the area, and like just like get like more recognition and get better, and like harder competition, so we can show like how good we are.
And this kind of leads in. I know you guys said excited a lot, and that's great. But like, let's talk about the Sun Bash specifically. I know it's an event that you're appreciative to be in, and we're happy to have you. So, you know, I'm not going to use the word excited, but what pumps you up about that event? Like looking at the three games you have coming up for that week after Christmas, what kind of pumps you up the most about that?
So, I'm going in my fourth season at Gateway Charter, and Jake's been doing Sun Bash for a couple years, and I know when Jake and I's paths crossed, he mentioned Sun Bash, and it's always been a goal for me to get a team that's good enough to play in the Sun Bash. So we're, you know, that's the best part about the whole thing is like we've kind of reached that one of those goals. You know, this is my fourth year. Like I said, my first year we came to Ferg's for lunch after we got beat by 25 points or something like that. So this is a much different experience, and we're really excited about that part of it. We also got a matchup with Wharton. That's one of our former assistant coaches. He moved to Tampa and took a job as one of the assistants at Wharton, so I know some of the boys are excited to play him as well. So there's some great matchups, and it'll be good for us for sure.
And they kind of touched on it already, so they don't have to answer it again. The Sun Bash, that was just kind of what I was asking. But no, we're appreciative of you guys coming up, and we're looking forward to the Sun Bash.
Yeah,
it'd
be awesome.
You can keep those things if you want.
All righty. Guys, thank you. Thank you. I'll give it back to Mike.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate you coming. Hand that to Coach, would you, my friend? Thanks for coming, fellas. Well, I'll tell you what, he's got this streamlined. Superb job by Jake and my main man, Brad Richardson. This is kind of cool, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Any kind of media day is always fun. I've been to a lot of these, but this is actually cool. I'll be honest, I haven't been to one in a long time. So it's good to see Jake again. It's been a long time since I've seen him.
Well, Jake, I am very, very impressed, my friend. But you and I, now that we've developed a line of communications, we'll streamline this baby next year. I love my good friend Mark, but you know, he says, hey, I need you to do a press conference. You act like just slap something on, get it on the radio. And you know how much work it is, and so do I. But doesn't it feel good that you put this 6 years in and all of these guys want to play in it? All of these guys are giving you your props.
Yeah.
And it makes it all worthwhile.
Absolutely, that's what it's all about.
Because you know we don't do this for money.
No, absolutely not.
That's a fact.
I mean, absolutely not. But we're ready for Wharton. They want to come up, so.
Yeah, tell them just one after another so we can stay on our time schedule. You're listening to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connections production of the Sun Bash Tournament, December 27th through the 29th. We're live at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. And I'm going to turn it over to Brad Richardson, and here we go with another interview. And as we fire right through them.
All righty. Next on deck. We have head coach, I apologize if I say this wrong, Sean Vazanet. All right, awesome. I got that right. Awesome, to a good start. And we also have seniors, Chandler Davis, Carmelo Branch, and junior, Lucian Milligan. Did I get it right?
Lucian.
All right, hey. Close. Anyway, and I'll turn it over right now to none other than Jake Perper.
First off, appreciate you guys coming over for this all the way in Tampa. Just right off the bat, new coach, new system, a few new pieces. Obviously, Carmelo Branch came over. What has this journey been like, you know, these since the spring, so to speak, to get this group together?
Learn each other pretty much. Like any relationship, you got to have that trust factor.
New system. Guys trying to find their way, trying to learn them, trying to learn me. It's been working hard since May, so it's been a lot of fun.
We just had to get used to each other. That's all it was. It was a little hard at the beginning. You know, we had a bunch of tough losses, but at the end we came together and ended up winning some good games.
Yep, guys. Yep.
You know, we just had to come along as a team and build that bond and trust to get where we is right now.
And to get here, we had to put in a lot of work. In the summer, we started out 6 days a week, We had to practice more because we're it's a new system and a new coach.
Yeah. And starting with Chandler for the second question. Everybody knows in Tampa and around the state, Wharton has been one of those teams that is always at the top. They're always really, you know, they got Darren Green a few years ago, a couple other guys. How do you guys, especially the seniors, how do you guys continue to build that legacy with this new group and new coach?
Just keep working hard, keep working to get better and practice every day and getting better as a team.
Pushing each other, competing in practice, playing defense and locking in.
Yeah, so I agree with all that. Just keep pushing, keep working really hard, keep competing, and we'll be all right.
I mean, I played at Wharton a long time ago, so I already know what the standards that Tommy Stanley has set since the 90s. So I know what it's like, and these guys are all competitors too, and hold everybody accountable, so it's not that hard.
And like you guys alluded to in that first question, you know, it took some time to gel. You guys are obviously in that groove. I've been tracking your stuff from the fall league that you guys were in. What are you guys looking forward to the most, you know, this season coming up?
Like I told these guys, it's a short-term goal and a long-term goal. We got to break the process, and it's that every day I practice, getting better, pushing each other to get better, hold each other accountable. I'm just long for a journey. I can't wait to how the season's going to go.
Yeah, so of course our long-term goal would be to win states, but we got to take it one day at a time, and as long as we do it like that, we'll be all right. We'll be able to achieve our long-term goals.
Winning states.
As y'all know, last year we went to the state Final Four, so hopefully this year we can push harder, work harder, so we get past the state Final Four and make it to the state championship game.
So you guys want to have the ring, right? You want to wear the ring at the end of the season.
And my last question before they have anything. This is your debut in the Sun Bash. I've been trying to get you guys in there. I won't say anything else other than that. I'm appreciative that you guys jumped in. But what are you excited about most, you know, about playing in the event after Christmas this year?
Competition. Everybody knows the stigma that comes with the Sun Bash and competitive teams in there. So I personally wish I can play, but to see the competition and guys compete.
Yeah, the competition is probably going to be the best we might play all year. So that's good.
I was going to say competition too, playing better teams, see where our team is at.
Yeah. Same thing they said, teams that will push us, so better competition teams to make us better.
Got one question real quick for you, Coach. You talk about tradition and all. You played, obviously, for Wharton a long time ago. What has been one of the things in terms of tradition that you've instilled in these guys? What have you reminded them every day what it means to play for Wharton High School?
Since the first day I stepped on campus and took over, I just got to understand that the guys before, even before me and when I played, is we build that legacy and that Wharton across your jersey and get everybody best shot. So any day you take off, a practice you take off, a game you take off, a game you can lose, you're going to get everybody best shot.
All righty, guys. All right, that is Wharton High School. Guys, thank you for joining us. I'm going to turn this back over to none other than Mike Rickard. Once again, guys, thank you for being here. Mike, all yours.
Thanks, gentlemen. Hand that to Coach, would you, my friend? Hand that to Coach.
Come on, man.
So Jake, they were.
You can keep that if you want. Oh yeah, body armor's for you.
Yep. Yeah, take as many as you want, fellas. So Jake, they were Final Four last year.
Yeah.
You got some power here, baby. Well, we're live down here at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. It's the first time that we have actually launched a media day, I guess we can call it media day, and we're going to talk to Gibbs. In fact, I'm going to have them on the show, the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection, in 2 weeks on a Saturday, talk a little football season. This is the Sun Bash media day, and the actual date will be right after Christmas, December 27th to the 29th, and we're talking Brad Richardson.
This
is cool. Look at this crowd we've
absolutely.
Got, man.
Absolutely. You know, it's funny. Gibbs is coming up in just a minute. You do know I'm going to probably have to slip a Lakewood question in there somewhere.
Don't start.
Okay, all right. We'll keep it friendly.
This is a friendly deal. We'll do that when we're on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. Plus, we got to keep them moving.
We got 1 minute.
And
You don't want me to have fun, Mike. I see.
No, we'll have fun. It's a pressure, baby. We got to keep rolling.
All righty.
And I can't believe how the house is packed. Of course, we've got at least 36 because we have three players from each team and then one coach. And you look around the room, and these guys all know each other. They probably all play summer ball against each other. Some of them probably were on the same teams. Jake can answer those questions back in the day. And it's the Gibbs Gladiators holding up right now. So I'll turn that over to you, my friend.
And now, our next team up here is none other than the Gibbs Gladiators from St. Pete here. I'm actually from St. Pete area. Head coach here, Larry Murphy. And seniors on the team, Marcus Calvin, and sophomores Jacob Daniels and Mathis Roberts. Guys, thank you for being on here. And I'm going to turn it over to this man to my right, the main man who put this all together, none other than Jake Perper.
And just a correction on that, it's Carmine Thomas here. He's a senior. No, that's okay. Oh. It was a switch right here at the end. So he's sitting in for Marcus Calvin. You guys just played in my league and appreciative of that the last 10 weeks in the fall league. Talk about your chemistry. Obviously, at first it was a little slow, but things really picked up. What kind of got better, and how did it get better, you know, through those 10 weeks?
Well, it allows, you know, younger guys to get more playing time and gel a little bit. But we missing most of my football guys in the league. So it was beneficial because it allowed me to discover some depth.
And for you guys, like, how did it get easier for you guys to have that chemistry through these last 10 weeks?
To me, it got easier when we started playing with each other. We got more together because a lot of our players were playing football and stuff, so we just be grabbing players by the goal. But when we kept playing, we got easier, way more chemistry and stuff like that.
Without the team, we started the league.
But as everybody came back in, and the whole team got together, it got better. We were going well.
I think we have our football players when the football players came back, our communication got better and stuff like that. Like, the football players are older, so when they came back, the communication has got better.
Mathis, hopefully you're listening to this question. I'm going to start with you on this one. Your fans, I mean, I think everyone knows they're in home games, are really passionate. And even in the fall league, I know some of the parents, you know, got a little rowdy in the stands, which was awesome to see. Just talk about having that support and that passion with your fans and parents that come to your games.
With the fans, I think, it helped me, play better. Like when I play, I play for my mom, my dad, My sisters, my brothers, and all of them. I think they're fans.
Yeah.
It just feels great to have the support from your family and friends that have been with you on the whole journey, and just playing for them and playing for yourself.
Well, I love seeing our parents and fans come to the game. It helps us, and they know that they're really competitive and they want us to win. And, when the crowd turn up, we turn up. So that helps me during the games.
Our fan base is a big part of our success on our run last year. I mean, our atmosphere at our home games is pretty good. We usually have the band there on Friday night. So it's a great atmosphere, and it really helps the kids, you know, get pumped up.
And that kind of segues into my third question. Obviously, anybody that follows Florida basketball knows that you guys were there. You guys were in the state tournament. Talk about that experience last year with this group and how you guys can finish the job this year.
You know, last year, I think we kind of snuck up on some people. You know, we started out slow, which was expected, but having such a young team. And we started playing better as the season went on. And then late in the year, we got on a run. We went on a run with these young guys and made the run to the Final Four. So expectations this year are not only to get there, but to win it all.
Yeah, I feel like at first we started off slow, and then in the middle of the season, our chemistry got better as a team, and we started working together more and more and more. And then we made it to state finals, and half of our team is young, and I think one person left our team, so we mostly got all our players coming back this year.
So we going for round two.
Coming into the year off a bad season, we had a couple young guys come in. I didn't know what to expect from them at first, but as the season came on, they got better and better, and then we did.
Well, we started off slow because, like, I feel like we were a young team and we was, like, new to high school. But then as the season kept going, we got better, and that's when we got on the run. That's how I feel like, yeah.
And starting with you, Coach Murphy, it seems like a lifetime ago, but this is your second appearance in the Sun Bash, the last one coming in 2019 with Trey Gilliam at the helm. A, what does it mean to be back in that tournament, and B, what excites you the most?
First of all, I'd like to thank y'all for inviting us back, you know, to such a great tournament. It's also a chance for our fans to come see us right here in town. So that was also a great benefit of being in the tournament. You know, this year, we hoped a little bit better than what we did in 2019.
And for you guys, first-timers in the event, what excites you most about playing in it?
I'm really excited to play the tournament. Because I saw last tournament, it was a lot of great teams, a lot of big teams, competitive teams. And so I'm ready to play this year and play against the good competitive teams to see where the combat.
I'm just ready for the good competition, good exposure, and just test how we are on our state run.
I was excited to play against, like, other good players and play against other competition, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, so since you're all right here, and I want to actually touch on this real quick. So, Marcus, I want to start with you. Carmine. Tell us where, of course, you've been committed to college.
Carmine.
What is it?
Marcus isn't here.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. Where did you... who committed to what school? Sorry, let's just reverse that. Who's going to college after high school? Who's going to be playing college ball?
Anybody?
He's a senior. They're a sophomore.
Oh,
Marcus Calvin's not here.
Oh, okay. I'm embarrassing myself on air real quick. So, hey, I did it. Hey. All right, so I'll be careful asking this question. I grew up here and all that, and one thing I'll never forget, with any time you play a certain school that starts with the letter L, those games are always exciting. And I just got to say that with them, we'll refer to them, all right, how nervous are you playing in them this season? They're always a tough team. Anyone can answer this question very carefully. What would you say? What's going to be the hardest part about playing that team? I.e., if you want me to go and say it, Lakewood. Go ahead.
It's not going to be nothing hard about playing them. It's not going to be nothing hard about playing them this year. I think it's going to be an easy game.
Oh, okay. All right. You're up, man.
Yeah, it's going to be a pretty easy game.
Okay.
The crowd's always into it because it's a rivalry game, but
yeah.
No? Light this year.
Not okay.
It's a little too easy. Like, too easy. Like, last year they only got close when we was young team and we didn't know. And every time players Lakewood, it's a close game. But this time, my coach always talking about it's going to be a close game every time. This time, we're going to really beat them.
Well, one of them was in overtime, if I recall correctly.
I'm not. It's just too easy. Like, this time, it's too easy.
All right, coach, give it a
you hit a soft spot there with Jacob. Oh, wow.
Well, I'll be a little bit more liberal with this. I mean, playing against Lakewood has always been, over the years, it's going to be a tough game. It always will be, regardless of the personnel. And a lot of it is because we know those guys so well. You know, Coach Lawrence and I, we coached against each other for years. So Lakewood Gibbs is always going to be one of those classic South County rivals.
Oh, it's always a fun game, as I told you. So, anyway, Jake, any final things to add?
Nothing else. So you just got them fired up, I think.
Oh, hey, well, that's not a bad thing. It makes a show interesting. Come on. Like I said, I wanted to start off careful with that word, because that's a word that can mean more and more. So, but as we said, a rivalry is arriving. You guys have played, obviously, with those guys, and it's always a fun game, as I've seen in the past. So, all righty.
We appreciate you guys coming and looking forward to the Sun Bash.
All right. Thanks. Yep.
Once again, that was Wharton High School. Excuse me. Gibbs. Sorry, Gibbs High School. Guys, I'm sorry about that. I apologize. Once again, Gibbs High School. Thank you, guys. Thank you so much.
You can take those things if you want.
Y'all want these?
You don't have. You can get.
All right. Now, remember, you're at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. This is media night.
Yeah, it's not Wharton. That was Gibbs.
Yeah. And you're supposed to.
Yeah, I'm going to take the mic now, Jake. Thank you.
And you're my expert. Okay. So take a deep breath. Maybe have a body armor. Body armor supporting it. We're having a lot of fun. We're live down here at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, and Mark Ferguson, kind enough to host this. I have an office upstairs with Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. I want to do a shout-out to Joe Boudreau from RadioSt.Pete.com, who was kind enough to give us this hour and a half of airtime. And who we at now? Plant? And we got Plant High School coming up, and we'll continue these conversations. Of course, we're brought to you by Body Armor, and of course, put a little plug in for Sports Thread, our partners at the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. And you can listen to us each and every Saturday from noon to 2 down here at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. Now I'll turn it over to Brad Richardson.
From Seminole.
From Seminole himself. But hey, but wait a second, it's not about me tonight. It's about all these fine players that are coming here for a media day. Next up is, of course, Plant High School. Please welcome to the program head coach Joe Willis and seniors on the team Will Willard, Noah Fishman, and Dylan Costello. And now turn it over to the man himself that set this whole thing up, and well, yeah, the main man. I can't think of anything else right now, but it's all up to you, Jake. Go for it.
Hey, I appreciate it. No pressure there.
Thanks.
You know, Plant has built, you know, a good basketball program over these last few years under your guidance. You guys seem more locked in than ever every time I see you. Kind of talk about the focus and where it's been this summer and this fall, starting with you, Coach.
Well, for our guys, we have great kids and great families, and our kids that we have this year, kind of the core of our group, started as sophomores 2 years ago, and they got beat pretty good. They struggled a little bit, but that experience and then just the camaraderie they've had this offseason of coming together and the intensity of them working on their own has been incredible. We kept it very low-key this fall. We didn't feel we needed a lot of basketball games. We did a lot of stuff together and a lot of kind of mental conditioning and those kind of things. And then when we did do some scrimmages, it was good. So hopefully, you know, when we finally take the reins off of them, it's going to be crazy fun. So we're excited. We got strength in numbers. We got, I'd say, 9, 10, 11 guys that we feel comfortable putting in the game. So it's exciting. We're pumped. We're ready to go. Well, we're ready to start practicing. So.
Yeah, and for you guys as well, like being locked in, how does it kind of come about?
I think we've all kind of come together as a team in the past couple months. I mean, like as Coach Willis said, we didn't play many games this summer, but we did a lot of conditioning, a lot of practice on our own. I know me and a couple guys on the team, we worked out a lot the whole summer and the whole off season. And I think we're just already the ball out this season, you know?
Yeah, I think we have a really special senior class because, as Coach said, we have four guys been playing together since we've known each other since middle school, and we have really good chemistry, and we've been playing together for years now. So I think everyone on the team and in the program kind of knows that if there's a year, this is our year. So I think we're just really excited to get going and show everybody what we can do.
Yeah, as I all said, we're all locked in. We've all sacrificed a bunch this year, or the past couple of years, to be where we're at this year. We got a transfer in, and we're excited to just get out there and compete.
And I hate saying this or even asking it, but we've known each other for a while, and like everyone looks at Plant and they think football. It seems like basketball is overtaking football right now. How have you been able to build this product the way that you have?
Well, I think I've changed the way I coach, and I've changed kind of the way I look at it with the guys. We're trying to be more transformational than we are transactional, where, hey, you do this, you get that. And the kids have bought in. It's a testament to their families. We got amazing families that trust in what we're doing, and we plugged away, and we had one down year out of the five that I've been there, and it was, again, these guys that are now seniors had to go in as sophomores and start while most kids their age were playing junior varsity, and they've just bought in. And that's what's gotten it where it's at, that we're not going to wow people, really. Like, you're not going to go out and we're not high-flying. We're not anything crazy, but We're going to stroke it, and we're going to execute. We're going to really now we have guys with bounce. I don't want to, like, make any of our guys feel bad. They are bouncy, but we're not as bouncy as most. So, you know, I think the kids, they buy into the plant thing, and again, football has had some transition. They're kind of moving in the right direction now, but we've had some consistency now versus kind of before I got there was very sporadic in the consistency.
And my third question, because that was really just a question for Coach, starting with you, Noah, you know, what are you looking forward to most about this season with all the stuff that you guys have talked about and that camaraderie and chemistry? What are you looking forward to most this season?
I'm just looking forward. It's my senior year, and so everything that we've put into getting to this point, I'm excited to go out there, compete with my friends, you know, people that we struggled with sophomore year, and now last year we have a good competitive year, and this year we've got even higher goals, and we're setting the bar even higher just to go out and do what we know we're capable of.
And for you, Will?
Yeah. Yeah, I just think that from when you're a freshman, you think about senior year, and you think it's so far away, but it comes so fast, and once you're a senior, you really realize that it's your last year, it's you. We're all just ready to leave it all on the table and go out with a bang and prove everybody that Plant can beat a lot of really good teams.
I mean, absolutely. I think we're all really just out there to compete and just go as hard as we can. I'm a junior on this team right now, and I'm really just trying to play for the seniors and just give them the best senior year possible, win some basketball games, just show the county what we can do, you know?
And for you as a coach, what are you looking forward to most with this group?
The thing I look forward to with this group is that it's funny. We use that word look forward. We're not looking forward. They come in every day and they just compete. Our practices are structured to compete. We're not looking forward to whatever the first game is, November 30th. We're ready to go at it. And they focus on the day-to-day versus trying to – We're not, like, looking forward to the game on, no offense, like, we're not, like, ready for the Sun Bash. Like, yeah. we're excited to be in the Sun Bash. We're in the first Sun Bash, and Jake, come full circle, man. We love you. You're taking care of us. But, again, our thing is Halloween Day, October 31st, going in there and lacing them up and getting after it and then doing it again on November 1st all the way to whenever that first game is and just going out and compete. And that's what I'm looking for with these guys, because every day is fun with them. Every day is a chess match, and they can think the game. You tell them something and they do it, and they do it well, and it's exciting. So.
And you set me up perfectly for my last question about the Sun Bash. For some reason, it hurts my brain to think back to when you guys were in that. It seems like a lifetime ago. I was actually looking it up. January 6, 2018. That was the one time you guys played over at Carrollwood in the first year of the event. What excites you most about this year's event?
The caliber of teams. The honor that you invited us to consider us to be the caliber of the teams in that event. When you look at the resume, when you put it out on the internet, it just blows your mind. And to be thought as one of those teams that has that kind of credentials is really, really exciting. And that's what we really appreciate, that opportunity. And that first time we played Creekside, who went to the Final Four that year. We played Winter Haven that year. They went to the Final Four. So, you know, it's your event's the big-time event. It's getting big. It already is big. So we're excited to be in it.
Appreciate it. And for the players, what are you first time in it? What are you guys excited about?
To be honest, I'm just kind of gonna second Coach Willis on this, because I've seen all the teams in this tournament. I've looked at the schedule, and I'm really excited to just compete with these teams. I mean, a lot of great players, a lot of great teams, and I'm just hyped to go out there and just show the whole tournament like Plant is a contender, you know, just to win the whole thing.
Absolutely. I just remember thinking back to last season around the holidays. We were in Sun Bash and talking to Noah and a few people, and we were like, we wish we were in Sun Bash. We were mad we were in it. So I think now we're just really excited, because you know that only the top teams get to be in it. So last year, not being included, that hurt us. So now we're really, really excited to be in it this year, to be really considered one of the better teams in the area.
Yeah, I'm really excited to be a part of it. You see on social media all the good teams playing in it and the great players. And so for us to take the next step to be where we need to be, we got to start playing better teams and better players to give us a chance to compete when postseason comes around.
I'm glad I can make up for that mistake that I made last year so you guys can prove yourselves.
Sorry.
You have anything?
Well, you're a senior? You look like you're about ready to ninth grade. Hold on to those youthful looks, my man. Very impressive. And all of you, very, very eloquent. I interview a lot of kids on the radio. You guys all three, very smooth, articulate, bright. And kudos to you, Coach, for having young, respectful men like this come on down on an evening like this. I absolutely love that. Got anything else, sir?
I don't have anything else. I appreciate you guys coming over.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
All right, guys. That was Plant High School. Plant High School. Once again, nice meeting them. Once again, it was Joe Willis, seniors Will Willard, Noah Fishman, and junior Dylan Costello. Guys, thank you for being here today on this media day. And now I'm back over to my buddy Mike.
So people know who you are.
Thank you, Brad. Hey, you know another thing is they remember when they don't get invited.
Yeah, that was the first time that's happened, but I mean, I made up for it, so it's kind of cool.
It's really cool. It's another testament, as we're talking about, of how all these teams want to come down. And it's December 27th through the 29th. It's at Northside Christian, and they're the host school. And we'll talk a little bit about that later on as we wind things down. And what are we on? Team number seven.
Team number seven.
Team number seven right now. We still got a superb crowd down here. We'll wind up at 8 o'clock. We're listening to RadioSt.Pete.com. We are live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. And it is the Sunbash Media Day. And Blake is in the house right now. They're coming up, and we'll have a conversation with them.
All right.
Holy moly. I need to sit down because you really feel like a midget with this gang.
Well, me and Jake definitely feel that. I'm just joking with you. Ever since I've known?
Sure.
I've always known people have been telling me. So, all right. So, it's now time for team number seven on deck right now. Here they are. Blake High School head coach, Fred Lewis. Seniors, King Assad. I got that. Awesome. Brandon Stokely and sophomore Joshua Lewis. Guys, welcome here to Media Night here. Oh, okay. And now, ladies and gentlemen, I turn over to none other than the man who put this all together and my hopefully best friend at the end of the night, Mr. Jake.
So a correction there thrown at us is JoJo Fillon. You're a freshman, right? Yeah, he's stepping in here for Brandon Stokely. That's okay. It was thrown at you. It's fine. Yeah, it's fine. Yeah, hey. We'll allow it. That's not really a mistake.
I'm going to have a jar later of mistakes here.
So everyone knows you guys are made up of a lot of young talent. Kind of take me through this overall chemistry of the group. You guys were in that fall league over on the other side of town. And just kind of take me through it, starting with you, Coach, the chemistry that you guys have been able to build over these last few months.
Yeah, the good thing about it is we have a good blend of veteran guys and young guys. A lot of our guys played a little bit against each other and with each other over the summer, different leagues, AAU ball. So we got a pretty good mix where guys had some history before they got to Blake. We got some great senior leadership with King and Brandon, and they're showing the younger guys how we do things, how we approach things. And right now the XBL League was great for us, because it gave us a chance to get our feet wet a little bit and for the guys to get a chance to play together and get after it a little bit, have some fun.
And for the players, talk about that chemistry that you guys have been able to build.
Yeah, the chemistry, it's been great, really. From the start, we've all known each other since elementary. We've been all playing against each other, with each other since, like, third grade, and it really just feels like family already. It didn't take long for us to start gelling.
Yeah, the chemistry, like, it's been great. Like, there's, like, new guys coming on, and, like, some people, like, they're, like, making their places, they're, like, with us, like, fitting their roles. So, like, we're matching it great. So it's been great.
With our team, we kind of, like, family. On and off the court, we always with each other in school. Every time you're going to see us, we always going to be together. Like, we gel quickly.
And my second question, starting with you, JoJo, you know, I think Blake basketball recently kind of came on the map because of Emmanuel Sharp. who's now at Houston. How do you guys continue to build that legacy at Blake, and what are you guys all about? Besides the family aspect, what is Blake basketball all about?
We just try to outwork everybody, try to play as a team. I mean, we work each other every day in practice. We challenge each other, get each other better. That's really what we do.
We work hard. We don't take no plays off. We try to encourage each other while we're on the court. Like, nobody's trying to, like, break each other down or nothing like that. So we have a great energy around us. So it's going to be great.
Yeah, we just – everybody on the team plays hard. We got a bunch of dogs on the team. And just anybody we play against, we're going to give y'all problems. So, yeah, I love it.
And for you, Coach, same question.
Yeah, I think Coach Sharp and, of course, Emmanuel, they did a good job of putting Blake back on the map again. And a couple years ago, we were able to win districts. And then last year, we had great success. I think it just kind of built some momentum for us. That's what kind of helped us get some of the new guys in and build a program. And the excitement level is just to the roof right now. Everybody's fired up about it. Everybody's looking forward to it. And we can't wait to get started.
And you perfectly led that into my third question. What are you looking forward to most about this upcoming season? Because it's coming up fast. I don't know how it's here, but, you know, what are you most excited about?
Yeah, I'm excited about the competition. You know, throughout the city, there's a lot of good teams in Tampa. Probably the best it's been in a while as far as basketball goes. So looking at the schedule, luckily enough to be able to get into this tournament and another tournament, I feel like we have a great schedule, top flight schedule, top competition. So that's the biggest thing I'm looking forward to, just to see how my boys respond against some of the best ball players around the state.
For you guys, what are you most excited about?
For me, I'm really excited to finally get on the court for real in the regular season with all these dudes that I've been working with all summer, all started the school year. And we're going to win some games. I'm excited. We're going to be real good this year.
Like Coach said, I'm ready for, like, the competition. Like, the competition is going to be better. We're looking forward to, like, as a team, playing, like, better competition and things like that. So, like, we'll be ready for that. And, yeah, we'll be ready.
Yeah. Like they were saying, I just want to get on the court with all my guys. We've been working hard through the offseason and stuff. And, we were blessed to get into the tournaments we got into, play against teams that we wouldn't usually be able to play against, like out of county and stuff. So I feel like we have a good experience being able to play teams from different areas and stuff.
And lastly, for you, Coach, I mean, he kind of touched on it, and you touched on it a little bit. This is your debut in the Sun Bash. Excited to have you guys. You know, what excites you about the tournament, and what do you kind of know about the tournament because you guys haven't been in it prior?
Yeah, I've always heard about the level of competition, that you can always find some of the top teams, top players, ranked players throughout the state, all that. So we're really looking forward to just trying to see where we measure up. You know, it's like I said, it's been a lot of chatter about the season starting up, and we're all excited about it. And we're really looking to put Blake on the map, to get us out there, to let people know that we're for real. That we're exciting brand of basketball, but that we're going to get after. That when they think about Blake, they think about good basketball. We're going to play the right way, but hard nose, get after it. You better come to play basketball.
Sounds good to me. You have any questions? You don't have to ask anything.
I'm drawing a blank. Mike is up.
I got a quick one. I had both the football coaches on my Saturday show, okay. From Middleton and Blake before, you know, the annual legendary event. Do you have the same kind of competition in basketball with Middleton as you do on the gridiron?
Yes, we do. That's always been one of our biggest games on the schedule. We always circle that game. We always pray that it's a Friday night game because there's so much excitement wrapped up in it.
And the community's involved in it. That's the thing I thought was cool.
Yeah, it's big time for the community. Always a big sellout. A lot of support. A lot of people are torn because they have love for Blake and Middleton. So we all, I started my career at Middleton. So I got a little bit of affinity for Middleton as well, but on that night, of course, everything's out the window. Last year was a great game, overtime game against Middleton, so we know it'll be the same kind of dogfight this year.
Well, it's great for the community, and it's great for the kids that are playing. And as he said, you know the guys on Middleton, and they live right next to you in many cases. Yeah. And it was fun to get involved, I'll just say that,
yeah.
with a traditional going back decades
right.
Event.
Right.
And I'm glad to see basketball the same thing.
Yeah. What you think about the game last year at Middleton?
It was exciting. It was, like, tough, too. So, like, it was, like, sold out, too. So, it's, like, one of the best games of the season because, like, it's a rivalry game.
I mean, you can't beat a rivalry game, guys. That's all I'll say that. Everyone's pumped. It's always the reason everybody wants to be there. Just, yeah, go for it. Yeah, you're up now, man. Go, Josh. What was your reaction? Go.
Yeah, just the atmosphere was crazy last year. That was the first time really playing in a game like that with that environment. It was crazy, but they gave us some problems. They came out, they were excited to play us. They were the worst team, but they gave us some problems at the start. We had to figure things out early, but we handled our business. We're going to handle our business again this year, too.
All right. Joe, care to add something in?
I wasn't on the team last year.
Oh, you weren't? But, hey, were you at the game, though?
I was at the game.
No.
I'm looking forward to it, though.
Well, I appreciate you guys coming in. I'm looking forward to having you guys in the tournament. So, yeah, absolutely.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Alrighty, that was none other than Blake High School, guys. Nice meeting you. Nice meeting you. Yeah, there we go. Alright. Alrighty. Alrighty. Good job. Things are going well, Jake. I will say that. They are going well. Absolutely. Oh, absolutely, Coach. Nice meeting you. Alrighty, back to you, Mike. Back to you.
You know I love Jake? Because I'm adding more and more teams to our Saturday show. You can listen to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. We do a prep connection every Saturday, and I've had these guys on the show before, the Green Devils from St. Pete High, and I've already bugged Coach for some names, but I've got all these names now of the coaches that I can get from him, so we can continue to expand. But let's turn it over. We got the Green Devils in the house. Good to see you again, Coach.
Good to see you, my man. How we doing?
I'm doing great. I appreciate you coming down.
Always.
All right. Well, let's turn it over to the Green Devils and my man Brad Richardson.
All righty. Hey, we have an extra Green Devil here with us tonight and all that. But ladies and gentlemen, welcome the St. Pete High School Green Devils themselves with head coach Chris Blackwell right here. And also seniors Sam Duckworth, Quez Curry, Dylan Kramer, and Tristan Gross. Guys, thank you for being here. I will turn this over to the main man himself who set this all up, and he can tell you a lot more about this. Ladies and gentlemen, Jake himself.
So, obviously, senior heavy core, all four of these guys up here, class of 2023. Talk about the cohesiveness that these guys have together. I know Sam, Quez, and Dylan have been together all 4 years, and Tristan came over last season. So talk about that cohesiveness that you guys have as a senior group.
Well, Jake, first of all, let me say thank you for inviting us here tonight, and what a great event this is here. But let me say this here, you know, it doesn't really seem as though that, you know, Tristan hasn't been here all 4 years with these guys here. You know, it's kind of like, you know, right when he came in, everything just kind of clicked and gelled together. You know, they're just like a brotherhood, you know, from this point here. So, you know, it's just a great opportunity to have these four with us. And, you know, like I said, you know, all four of them are leaders in their own ways, and we're just looking for a great season.
For you guys, same thing.
I feel like we all just made like a brotherhood as soon as it came. Just adding them, basically just joining them in to what we already have.
Yeah, so kind of bouncing off what Coach said, the minute I came, it just felt, we clicked. There wasn't really a pause or anything. I remember it was kind of awkward. I came for my first game, but like the way we played on the court together, there was really no, you wouldn't even have thought that I was a transfer. I mean, we all clicked. Everybody welcomed you with open arms, and it was just great from day one.
I would say my favorite part about playing basketball in general has just been the brotherhood. And I mean, this is what we've worked for 4 years. We're excited. We want to go back to another state championship. So
I also agree with Coach and Tristan. I feel like our relationship was natural on the court. We play together, and we got good chemistry.
And starting with you, Sam, for the second question, Coach Blackwell has obviously been able to
to keep St. Pete a contender year after year, dating back to Sorrell Smith's crazy games at the Hoop Fest and all that fun stuff. You know, what excites you? Obviously, you guys, we'll touch on the run you had last year, but what excites you guys about this upcoming season with this group?
Wait, you say that again?
What excites you the most about this upcoming season with this group?
Oh, the home games, you know, the crowd, the student sections, like, put on a show for the fans and stuff like that.
Yeah, we got four returning seniors. We look good. I mean, I'm excited. Definitely the student section, playing at home is favorite part.
For me, I'm probably most excited to, you know, get back to the state finals and win it this time. I mean, I feel like we had a great season, great team, all in that, but we let the city down when we made it there and didn't win. So that's really my main goal. I mean, it's great. We have a great support. I mean, the whole city comes to our games. Our gym is packed every game. So, I mean, as far as that, that's great, but I really want to get back there and win it this year for everybody.
Probably the same for what everybody else said. Probably just the environment at the home games we always have. Always packed student section, all that.
You know what, when I look back and I see these young men come in as ninth graders and then they evolve to young men, you know, the one thing that I really, I'm very appreciative of is the fact that they come in and they buy into what we want to do in the program. You know, and, you know, they don't give any backlash or anything like that. So they just come in and they work hard. They want to be the best that they can be. But, you know, we always talk about, you know, life after basketball. You know, when you look at these young men here, they, you know, I mean, they're going to be very successful once they step off the court as well, too.
And Tristan kind of teased and answered a little bit my third question. That's okay. Starting with you, Coach, you know, the run to Lakeland last year was pretty special. I know it didn't go your way, but everyone's back. You guys alluded to it. Four seniors right here and the rest of your group. Kind of take me through that experience as a coach, what you learned from it, and how you guys can go back and like Tristan said, finish the job.
I think, you know, as you look at the team here and you the makeup of the team and the, not just these four, but the other guys that's along with us as well, too, you know, the supporting cast, I think that's what it's going to be. It's going to be, you know, we talk about, you know, consistency, you know. We're going to have some consistency. We're going to have to, you know, some loyalty and just kind of play within ourselves and not get, you know, get away from what we do, you know. Not get the big head, not look at the fact that, hey, we're on our way back to Lakeland. We're just going to have to work hard, you know, and be a better complete basketball team.
And for you guys, Quez?
I think same thing, but you just got to take it step by step instead of just rushing the games. Just take it step by step. And I feel like we'll get that back there and better.
Can you repeat the question real quick?
You know, you kind of answered a little bit, but right. Talk about your experience last year. That was your first time. I know you've gone to a lot of state tournaments with your dad. Talk about playing in it and how you guys can go back and win it this year.
Yeah, right. So, I mean, for all of us, that was it was a new experience. I mean, I've been to all the state tournaments, and I've been there every year, and I'm like, I want to be here. And I transfer, and then we make it happen. Like, we're there. But, I mean, I feel like last year just gave us a really good experience. So now, going forward this year, we know what we have to do and like how to finish the job. I mean, we were playing against a really good Stranahan team, so they had some experience. I think that was their third time winning, and they had a three-peat. So, I mean, we were playing against an experienced team, and it was all of our first times. But now I feel like we're going to be physically prepared for all of it. So, yeah, that helped a lot.
Yeah, I mean, it's exciting to look forward to it, but I think we all also know with the experience that we had multiple close games coming up to the state final. So we got to get right back to it. I mean, we got to win those games first. And we'll be experienced when we get there. So,
also, I feel like we all should be locked in, and we just got to focus and take it step by step and be consistent, and we have a better chance of winning.
And my last question before Brad might jump in here. This is technically your second straight year in the Sun Bash. It really should be your third, barring that COVID craziness in 2020. What has the tournament meant to you? Because I love having you guys. And what excites you about, you know, this sixth annual event?
You know, when I look back at a lot of the tournaments that we've gone to, and we've been fortunate with St. Pete High School to go to some really good national tournaments that have produced some really good, not only college players, but NBA players. You know, and I look back and I look at a tournament here in our own backyard, you know, and I sit here and say, wow, what, you know, what a great environment. Not only do we have, you know, a fan base, but, You know, I mean, Jake, you got to take your hat off, though, man. You've put on a hell of a tournament, you know, and bringing in teams that really help these young men get a lot of exposure. I just think that people really need to recognize, you know, all the work that you've done, you know, putting on an event like this here, though, you know. But it means a lot to us, though, because it brings back to, you know, Tampa Bay area, you know, because we do have some really good basketball players here in this area. So we appreciate you for the invitation.
Yeah, and for you guys, same thing. Just, you know, second straight year in the Sun Bash. What excites you? What does the tournament mean to you, and what excites you about this year?
I feel like the tournament, it brings a lot of exposure. It's like great. It's a great teams, a lot of great players. I feel like it helps us more in and out through the season.
Honestly, I feel like not only does it bring exposure to all of us, but it gives us an opportunity to play great competition that we wouldn't normally play. Like last year, we had a really good nail biter game against Olympia. I mean, that was a great game for all of us. Like our whole team played really well. Nobody expected us to be in that game. So I feel like this tournament, like year in and year out, allows us to play against great competition that we wouldn't normally play against.
Yeah, I agree with Tristan. I mean, this kind of shows us, because we play teams outside of the area that we normally play, and it shows us what we're going to see later in the tournament. Great competition. I love it. I love playing with the team over break. It's a lot of fun.
The tournament means a lot. It's great competition. It helps with exposure. Also, it makes our team better, and that's good for us going, trying to make it back to states.
All righty, so I got a list of four teams here. One of them I'm going to say a little quietly, but I just want to know from all of you in here, these four teams, which one would you say is going to be the toughest that you're going to face all season? I'm going to name them off. Southeast, Alonzo, Calvary, and Eastlake. Who would be the toughest that you're going to have to face? What's going to be... Any one of you can answer that. Is there a universal answer, or...
I know the answer, but I'm not going to say anything.
Oh.
You know, I mean, I got to go back to, you know, one thing that Quez Curry said is that, you know, I mean, when you look at these young men and you hear them talk, and they talk about the season, you know, their focus is one game at a time, and that's what we talk about. You know, you can only knock down one tree at a time to get through the forest. You know, the only thing I would say is that, you know, I wouldn't take the field.
Yep.
You know, so if you're a bed man, don't take that field. You'll probably want to take us.
It's a good way to close it.
Yeah, it's a good way to close it. So
now we appreciate you guys and looking forward to having you guys back this fall.
Thank you. We appreciate you guys tonight.
Thanks, Coach. Good to see you.
Thank you. Always good to see you.
I'll be having you guys down.
Okay.
Thanks, guys.
Y'all can take you.
Thank you. Yes, sir.
Thanks for coming down. Looking forward to.
Give me those headphones real quick.
And
okay, I won't ask you guys.
And we've made it down to our okay, here we are, our last interview of the night. It's been a great night down here at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill in the Sun Bash Media Day. Great to have 9 out of the 16 teams. It is December 27th through the 29th.
Where am I at?
Those are down. In Northside Christian, and we're looking forward to that. And I want to thank Fergs. We better get right to this interview, my friend.
All righty. So just to name off who it is now, it's team number 9 right up here, Calvary Christian. With joining us here from Calvary Christian is none other than head coach Keb Burley and seniors Devin Long, Dominic Samberberger, Saragumba. And juniors Daniel McGregor and Ace Taylor. And as always, Jake, take it away.
Yeah, so batting cleanup here. You guys have a hard-nosed mix, you know, especially when it comes to guards. You know, I mean, Ace kind of plays a hybrid role, but, you know, he's really a guard. Why do you think this team meshes so well? Because we've seen it all fall. What makes this team go?
So we've got a lot of guys that can do a lot of things. These four guys here especially can handle the ball. They can shoot it. They defend really well, get up and down, finish at the rim. So it's really great for us as coaches. It makes it easy for us to put points on the board and be successful.
And for the players, same question.
I feel like we all know our roles and that we don't push anything and that we're all not selfish and that we just play pretty well together.
Same thing what Ace said, but I like to add to that, like,
I think we all know what we're supposed to do and how to accomplish everything. And I think that we all, like, buy into everything we're supposed to do. And
I mean, I think the reason why we play just so competitively together is just, like, off the court, we're just really good friends, all of us. And so when we step on the court, we're brothers, you know, just having fun together. So that's why we just go at it.
I think we like to all mesh together because we're all competitors and we love to see each other do well. So I feel like we all like to see the best in each other, and that brings the best out of us.
And, you know, in your region, I mean, I guess in your district, Tampa Catholic sitting there on the other side of town, it seems like you're going to have to get through them once again. You know, how do you guys get past them?
So they're in our region this year.
Yeah.
So we do have to get through them to get to the state final four. And the very good team, you know, very well accomplished, a lot of talent on that team. And we're excited for the opportunity, you know, the challenge in front of us, and try to get another shot at them. And you know, these guys are working really hard to accomplish our goals. And if I think we do the things that we need to do, and these guys work the way they've continued to work, then, you know, we'll have a shot at them.
I feel like it would be a really good game to play, and that since last year we didn't do so well against them, that we're going to work harder and try to beat them and play a good game.
Like Ace said, and Coach Billy said, that they are a really good team and we respect their program, and we just have to keep battling, and we have to worry about ourselves and play our game and glorify God.
I mean, Tampa Catholic, over the last several years, they've been a phenomenal program, and, you know, I just always get excited when I see them on our schedule, because I just know it's going to be a good game.
To add on to what Daniel said, I feel like they are a great team, and just to have the opportunity to play them, we're grateful for it, and we're ready.
And my third question, starting down there with you, Davin, you know, just overall, what excites you the most about this upcoming season?
Well, what excites me the most about this upcoming season is just the work that we put in the off season and what we've done in the fall. And I kind of just like how we're all committed on the defensive side of basketball, and from there it goes to our offense. So I like the way.
I mean, me and Davin, it's our senior year, so like I'm just really looking forward just to going out there to have fun. One word I would describe this year's team as is it's definitely exciting, and that's just why I love being on the court with all my teammates, because we just all play for each other out there.
Kind of bounce off what they said. It's me and Ace's junior season and their senior season, so I feel like we just want to go out there and have fun, but also compete against every team we play, and just focus on our goals.
I feel like it'd be a really fun year, and that since we all like love each other and we all play good together, that we have a great year.
I'm excited just to have the opportunity to coach these guys. I mean, this is definitely one of the most talented groups we've ever had at Calvary Christian High School. These guys are all motivated. They're ready to go. They're easy to coach. You don't have to get them going. They come to play every time they step on the court. And just really excited to have one more opportunity to coach these seniors and accomplish some of the things that we want to accomplish.
And last but not least, my last question. Four straight year in the Sun Bash. Obviously, 3 years ago you guys hosted. That was one of the most fun environments. And I know for you that year wasn't super fun, and we had the COVID year. But you guys broke through last year. You won a bunch of games. You know, what has the tournament meant to you, and what are you excited about most coming up this December?
We love, Jake, being invited to the Sun Bash. You do an incredible job, you know, with putting on a tournament. You're the best in the business, and we appreciate getting the opportunity to be a part of it. It's great teams, great competitions. It's a very well-run event, and we're just thrilled to get to be a part of it again this year. We appreciate you inviting us.
For you guys,
it's gonna be just a fun time to play, and I feel like it's gonna be a lot of good competition, and it'll be a good time to show our talents.
I think the Sun Bash is a great opportunity for us to show our talents on our team, to glorify God, but also to just represent Calvary, and also to play in the Sun Bash.
I mean, if I'm being honest, it may not be the answer you're expecting, but I get a free shirt. That's I love a free shirt.
I like honesty. Yeah.
But, yeah, in all seriousness, great competition. There's a lot of great teams. Sun Bash is known for producing a lot of great competition and games. So I just look forward to that every single year.
The Sun Bash is a great opportunity for us to compete against great teams and show the glory of God.
Well, gentlemen, I got to wind this thing down. I'll tell you what, Jake, you've done a superb job.
Appreciate it.
Want to thank you guys for all coming down, all nine teams, as we wind things down. Great job, Brad Richardson. And that's a wrap. Thanks for listening to the Sun Bash Basketball Tournament Media Day, brought to you by Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, Body Armor, Radio St. Pete, and the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. For Mike Rickard, Brad Richardson, Jake Perper, all 30-plus coaches and basketball standouts, Joe Berdreau on the controls, we'll see you December 27th. Through the 29th at Northside Christian for the Sun Bash Tournament. Be sure to turn in the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Saturday from 12 to 2 from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. On RadioSt.Pete.com, God bless you, God bless America, and have a championship week.
I heard he didn't want to talk about that.